USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden got his first ever primary win in South Carolina, buoyed by strong support from black voters.
Just days ago, press and the pundits had declared this candidacy dead. Now, thanks to all of you, the heart of the Democratic Party, we just won and we've won big.
But the former vice president still has plenty of ground to make up to reclaim his position atop the 2020 Democratic field, with Super Tuesday right around the corner. Health officials and the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention has said a Washington state coronavirus patient has died, marking the first death in the United States from COVID-19, the illness associated with the virus. President Donald Trump said at a news conference yesterday, there's no reason to panic, and the American public does not need to change their daily routines. Also, that he will be meeting with pharmaceutical companies tomorrow to work on a vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Tom Steyer, the California activist billionaire who's been running as a Democratic candidate for president, dropped out of the race. Steyer's departure came after a disappointing finish in the South Carolina Democratic primary, where he had just 11% of the vote.
And I didn't get into this race and start talking about things to try and get votes. I was in this race to talk about things that I care the most about and that I continue to care the most about.
His exit came after he spent a total of $158 million on television and radio ads. For the third time in under a year, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu seeks re-election. After two inconclusive elections last year, opinion polls forecast another stalemate, a troubling scenario for Netanyahu, who will go on trial with corruption charges just 2 weeks after Monday's vote. The Israeli leader, meanwhile, was forced to drop his bid for immunity from prosecution, and just this week, Israel battled Gaza militants in a two-day round of fighting. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hillary Clinton raked in more cash from convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein than any other politician, despite brushing off his donations by claiming he gave money to every Democrat. The Federal Election Commission filings showed the disgraced movie mogul bundled $1.4 million for Clinton during her presidential bid in 2016. The former First Lady defended her long relationship with Weinstein, quickly deflecting scrutiny from reporters by noting that Weinstein also raised funds for Barack Obama, John Kerry, and Al Gore during their presidential bids. About 4 in 10 American adults are obese, and nearly 1 in 10 is severely obese, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Their findings come from a 2017-2018 health survey that measures height and weight, with more than 5,000 adults taking part. The survey found that the obesity rate was over 42%, higher than the one found in the similar study in 2015-2016. And the severe obesity rate was up more than 9% in the new survey. About a half century ago, 1 in 100 American adults were severely obese. Now it's 10 times more common. Dr. William Dietz, a George Washington University expert, said the findings suggest that more Americans will now get diabetes, heart disease, and cancer due to the obesity. And this will make it increasingly difficult for doctors to treat so many severely obese people. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.